Sheriff Sandel, thanks for being here with us today.
It's great to be here.
We're talking about Nationals, of course. The week is pretty much underway. 360 Nationals, of course, this past weekend, and the big 410s this weekend. This is your first Nationals as sheriff, and I just wanted to know what kind of preparation you've done in order to make sure that you and the department are ready for this year.
Well, obviously, some great sheriffs ahead of me that set the groundwork. Nationals isn't anything new to the Knoxville area, and so we have a lot of things in place that we've done for a lot of years, so whether it be with my chief deputy, the lieutenants, or the deputies here at the sheriff's office, they kind of know what's to be expected. We actually just brought on 7 new reserve deputies also to help us out, not only at Nationals, but throughout the races and throughout the years on many different things. So the groundwork was already set. And even myself, I have been over here since 1999 and every year have been assigned to help with the Nationals and out at the track and stuff. So I have a pretty good idea also.
So what are the main areas of focus for the Sheriff's Department during Nationals Week?
The biggest thing, our number one thing, is public safety. Obviously, we want people to come to Knoxville and have a good time. We also want them to be safe. It's something that when individuals are here, they want to be on vacation, they want to have a good time. There's alcohol consumption, and we just want people to make sure that they're safe, not only for themselves, but also the citizens of Marion County.
And this is actually the time probably where you guys have the greatest population numbers on county-owned property, whether it be some of the campgrounds or obviously the fairgrounds themselves. So what kind of extra challenges does that provide for the department?
Well, anytime you bring in a large number of people like that, the weather, I mean, for an example, has a huge impact on it. If it's 100 and some degrees, I mean, the number of medical calls increase. Temper sometimes flare with the higher weather. So it all kind of depends on the time of day. When you bring the number of people in, we want everybody to get along, but sometimes that doesn't always happen.
And that's where you count on some of those reserves that you were talking about, too. Any extra set of eyes for the department helps, right?
Oh, you bet. Actually, now with the new reserves, we have 18 reserves on. And we also bring in help from other agencies. The Knoxville Police Department does a fabulous job here in the city of Knoxville. But Pello will come over and help us at the track. Oskaloosa PD will be over here. We have other sheriff's offices that come in and help us. So it's definitely a team effort.
With the way that the campgrounds are used, there is a danger of drinking and driving, and especially some of the campgrounds out by Red Rock, a lot of people use them out there, and you guys have the extra eyes and ears out looking for that too.
Yeah, we actually help with the different campgrounds, and the county conservation guys do a great job. They are certified peace officers, so they'll be working extra hours just like our office and making sure they can arrest people for drunk driving or disorderly conduct or whatever it is. So we want people to have a safe time, but we have lots of officers in the area for that public safety.
I want to just switch to these reserves, the 7 new reserves you were talking about. What kind of training did they have to go through? I know you mentioned some of the training and some of the things that they did. What did those men have to do to become reserves?
There's actually modules that are set up now through the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy that totals 80 hours of training. A lot of that different training involves policies and procedures, traffic control, criminal law, driving, for example, even. And it's a lot more advanced than what it used to be. A lot of folks think that you just walk into the sheriff's office, raise your right hand, and all of a sudden you become a reserve. But there's a lot of training that goes with that. And we want that. We want to be able to serve the public in the best ability we can. And the more knowledge that those reserves have, the better we all are.
And you talked to them, you told them that you'd be having them out on the track here the next couple of weeks already. But what other things will they be called upon to do?
Obviously, search and rescue is a big one for us. If there's a lost individual or a drowning, we call in the reserves a lot for that. They help us secure crime scenes. They'll obviously work at the track. I mean, and not only just during Nationals, but throughout the summer. They help with kids' fishing days. They help with tractor rides, sporting events. So there's a whole bunch of duties that they do.
All right. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you'd like to mention today, Nationals related, reserves related, anything else you want the message out about public safety wise in Marion County?
We just want folks to come and enjoy Marion County. It's the most beautiful county in the state of Iowa. We want people to have a good time, but we also want them to use common sense. It's something that a lot of times when people come, they get a little, I don't want to use the word crazy or whatever, but the common sense side of things sometimes goes out the window the more alcohol that they consume. And we just want people to be safe. We don't want to ruin anybody's good time or anything, but obviously how that person's vacation is going to go in Marion County depends on them.
Sheriff Regbright, how do you think that went? Obviously, your deputies were pretty busy helping throughout both days, really.
It went fabulous. And once again, it was definitely a team effort. We had numerous meetings out here at the sheriff's office with not only the surrounding law enforcement here, but officials from 3M, the officials from RAGBRAID, the state DOT, the Iowa State Patrol. I mean, there's numerous groups that came out here that sat down. The state DOT and the local county roads departments did a fabulous job. A lot of times the focus is just the law enforcement officers, but there were a very, very large number of individuals that weren't law enforcement connected that helped make it a great success. And so it was a fabulous time, very good for the community, very few issues, and just want to thank the public too for their patience. Obviously, when you have 15 to 20,000 bicyclists going up or down Highway 14 and then throughout the county on the second day up T-15 down T-17. There was a lot of bikes, a lot of patience that had to be taken by the individuals that lived on those routes. Obviously, the bikers were here for one day, but it definitely impacted those people living along there, and they did a fabulous job.
All right. Well, Sheriff, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.